Can you talk a little bit about what you consider standard of care in terms of preoperative evaluation of patients with rectal cancer?
So there are two basic issues that one needs to define when you see a patient with rectal cancer, outside of their overall medical condition and their overall ability to tolerate therapy. And one is the extent of the local disease, and the other is the extent of the distant disease. The local disease is typically evaluated by a combination of CT scan, endoscopy, rectal examination, and ultrasound. The digital rectal exam is still extremely important, in my view, because it defines a number of issues that are not as well defined by the other parameters. Number one, it defines where the tumor is with respect to the anal sphincter, which really helps define how you think about that treatment in terms of whether a patient will need an abdominal peroneal resection or can get by with a low anterior resection. It also defines the mobility of the tumor. And for a tumor that is a clinical T4 disease that is fixed on pelvic sidewall or sacrum or the like, the management may very well be different. And that is not necessarily a factor that's easily determined by anything but a good rectal examination. The ultrasound is becoming increasingly important, or has become important, because it is what can define both the T stage and the end stage more accurately pre-treatment than any other approach that we have. The difficulty with ultrasound is, number one, that it's very significantly operator dependent, and secondly, that even in good hands, the error rates, both in terms of overstaging and understaging, is significant. If you have an inexperienced ultrasonographer, the results are probably not going to be very good.
Both ways?
Both ways. And one needs to interpret ultrasound with an understanding of what's happened to the patient. I have taken a patient who was told to me had T3 disease by ultrasound, examined the patient and said, "I don't believe it," and sent the patient directly to surgery. You can be fooled by deep biopsies producing an inflammatory response, and you can be confused just because of misinterpretation of the layers of the bowel wall. It's not a very clean test that gives you a very unequivocal yes or no answer. But it's still the best test that we have standardly available, and therefore it's what I think should be used if you have an experienced ultrasonographer.